Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage your flatmates for the evening. It's Pappy!
Hi everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing? Yay! Fantastic. So, as you know, folks, if you're a regular listener, the show begins with an unpopular sketch. And what we're trying to do is do the sketch sort of live here. So here we go. Tom! Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Well, you're never going to believe this, but the car we've got is absolutely filthy.
Do we have a car?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's a great curveball to throw at him.
That's Impro 101.
I mean, we don't have a car, mate. What are you talking about?
We don't have a car. We live on a boat.
Yes. Well, would you believe
bad,
it?
Right? I'm good at impro.
Would you believe it, Tom? That's how dirty this car is. You think it's a boat that we live in.
Oh, God. Well, I'm not going to clean it. I'm a dog.
You're a dog, okay, nice, Clarky.
Yeah, I'm not going to clean it either.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
Flasher Slam Down!
Flasher Slam Down!
We're in a flat!
Flasher Slam Down!
We're sharing with our mate!
Flasher Slam Down!
Someone get us slow it down!
Flasher Slam Down!
Hello and welcome to Flasher Slam Down, the panel show that says...
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you, that is how I know you. Go on, far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on, near, far. I'm washing the car. I believe that my car does go on. Once more, I wash the car door, and you're here in my car, and my car will go on and on.
I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet the tenants, Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Oh!
Clarky, why do you say nah when I say wash the car?
It's not for me, all that stuff. I've got in trouble with this in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, it's fine to write clean me on the back of a van... It's not fine to write clean me on the back of a van driver.
Wow.
Now,
okay.
That got a lovely laugh.
What?
But not after the joke.
No.
We'll fix that in post.
Don't you worry about that, Clarky. We will tighten up that pause.
Nip out that silence.
Well, what we're going to do is we're not only going to nip out the silence, we're going to nip out the punchline.
Oh, thank God for that. Well, I mean, I think setup. Punchline is a very kind...
A very kind turn of phrase for what that actually was. But a lovely bit of business there, Clarky.
Thank you so much. What's happening?
I don't know. But, I mean, there's literally everything to play for at this stage, Tom.
I know.
Tom.
You've lost a lot of confidence in my answer.
Do you know what? I think you're absolutely right. Because I tell you what, Clarkies was gold. They're just a bad crowd. I think that's what it is.
I'm not going to clean the car, Matthew, because I was taught how to clean cars by Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he taught me his method, wax on, wax off. And I tried to follow that method. But let me tell you, 25 candles later. That's it. Because I burnt wax candles onto Mr. Miyagi's car. He drives a Ford Fiesta. Times have been hard.
They certainly are.
For Mr. Miyagi.
Tell you what,
a humble caretaker.
Not just times that have been hard. Tom,
yes.
Who have you brought along with you this week?
Well, let me tell you, the Jamboree is in trouble. The jamboree that we run is in trouble. We've been infested by mice and pigeons, but help is at hand because we've got a bird of prey to come in and tackle our pest problems. And my guest is the falconer who looks after the bird of prey. It's the one and only Liam Williams.
Liam Williams is here. Liam Williams.
Hello, Liam.
Hey, Tom.
How do you think the start went for us?
What has that all been the start?
Yeah.
Yeah, high points and low points. Yeah.
What were your highlights at the start?
There was so much of it, it's quite hard to...
Oh, okay, well, let's not dwell on that. So thanks very much for coming into our flat this month. What kind of a flatmate are you, Liam? Are you a good flatmate? Are you a bad flatmate?
Well, my last girlfriend, I think, decreed that I was a bad flatmate.
What did you do that was, I'm not going to say what did you that caused the breakup of your relationship, but what did you do that upset your girlfriend?
I think there was just...
It's the same question.
It's the same question, just... yeah.
But I think one's domestic habits and romantic appeal are often the same thing, right? So, like, I never dealt with the things that she wanted dealing with in the house. The shower doesn't work and hasn't for forever.
Yeah.
There are no cupboard doors. I could go on, but she didn't want to.
Did you live in an IKEA showroom?
It's a good point, though. Why do we have cupboard doors? I mean, they're just in the way, aren't they? You want a cup.
Well, if you know the etymology of cupboard, which everybody...
Cupboard.
Yes. It was just a board where you hang your cups. And at some point, the idea got made corporate.
It got bastardised, didn't it?
Yeah. It's like, they're like cup wardrobes now. Yeah. It's a classic bit of
they're
observational...
They're like cupboards now.
Yeah, exactly that.
Well, Clark, seeing as you've chipped in, who have you brought along with you this week?
I brought along my uncle, Barry from Watford.
Barry from Watford is here. Barry from Watford. It's great to have you here, Barry.
Nice to be here.
Do you share a flat with anyone? Do you live on your own?
No, I've lived with my wife, Margaret, for 62 years married.
62 years together?
Yeah, that's a commitment, but there never no such thing as sharing a flat. Back in them days, you had to be married and all sorts. You know, to be in the same flat as someone, you had to apply to the parish priest. You had to be escorted round by a guardian. Apply to the council to be alone with someone in the same flat. Really, if you want it, you're better off getting married, really.
So you got married after a lot of sort of paperwork?
Yeah, well, if you've seen her, you know it was purely for the, you know, for to
love filling in forms.
Yeah. I think they had to fill in the form to have a licence for her, in actual fact, from the post office, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, is it not an attractive lady to look at then?
Queensbury rules, mate.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Just, I'm not good at discussing relationships. And we've already found that out from Liam. You're being very personal.
Very personal.
I want to turn this into Piers Morgan's real lives. I mean, I'm already an arsehole, so we're 50% of the way there. Well, obviously, you can't wash the Citroen Solo, so it's lucky you've brought your... In fact, I don't know why I said Citroen Solo. It's Citroen Saxo. It's lucky you brought your guests. We've met our guests. We're now ready to play round one.
I work at a car wash. It is the same car wash that they sing about in that song, the popular song about a car wash. But I have got a problem. I am the only person who works in the car wash, who is not funky at all. I do not like funk music. I don't do disco dancing. I keep myself to myself and do a lot of cleaning. The others are all dancing like they are in a disco, so I just do the cleaning all day at at the car wash. Working at the car wash, yeah. Thinking about the car wash. Working at the car wash, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Very moving. You brought us all. You brought us all to the verge of tears.
We wanted something high energy.
I know you really. It's a real somber mood. Let's talk about failed relationships again. So round one this month is Must Say These Bens. A play.
Yes. Can we just slow that down? That deserves a lot more.
Yes, it's
Must Say These Bens.
It's a play on the name of the popular car, the Citroën Saxo. Now,
I mean, if you didn't enjoy that, you might as well leave now, because
don't give them that option.
We high-fived each other. We had a little group cuddle. Must Say These Bens. Hell of a day in the Wetherspoons.
Yes, absolutely. Wasn't it? They all blur into one, Tom, to be true. All blur into one. The rules are very simple. I'm going to give each contestant a famous Ben, and their teammate has 1 minute to ask as many yes or no questions as they can to determine who it is. At the end of the minute, the question asker must say the name of the Ben. They literally must say that Ben. Okay, so we're probably enough. We're going to start with Ben Clark. Here's your Ben, Ben. Barry, yes. You have 1 minute to ask as many questions as you like to find out who the Ben is. Your time begins now.
Is it Ben Elton?
No.
All right, so we'll just stop the game very quickly. Just very quickly,
I just had a feeling, I mean, you know. Is that wrong?
You've sort of bent the rules ever so slightly.
I would love it if it had been Ben Elton.
If it had been Ben Elton.
Oh, my God.
Tops off, bombs off for the rest of time.
So sorry. I'll start again.
Barrington, it's fine.
I do beg your pardon.
Please don't worry. But it's questions about who they are rather than trying to do 60 guesses in a minute.
Beg your pardon.
Because the chances are you're going to guess all of them in that
time.
Well,
listen, my age, I may not have a minute, so I've got to fucking
get
on.
Okay, well, let's not waste any more time.
And
your minute starts now.
Is this man famous for producing rice?
No.
Okay. Did this man, you know, career round an arena being pulled by horses on a chariot?
No.
Does this man... Well, he's quite an attractive man. Did he do a bit of mountaineering? The ladies like a middle-class lady. And his surname rhymes with Bogle.
No.
Is he alive?
Yes, he's alive, yes.
10 seconds.
So far, we know he's alive.
And that he's not Ben Elton.
Is it Ben Johnson, the drugs cheat?
No.
That is your time, I'm afraid. It's not Ben Johnson.
Shit.
I'll throw it over to the other team. Any... Liam, any educated guesses based on him being alive?
No.
Well, should I reveal who it was? Should I...
Well, I can have another go if you like.
Well, I mean, you've sort of done your minute, Barry.
Yeah, probably. Don't overdo it.
Yeah, you don't want to... I think you can have too much of a good thing, can't you?
You can
have too much of a good thing.
Yeah, we'll probably go with the answer, really. Yeah. I'd have thought.
Yeah, we'll just hear the answer then, shall we? Ben, would you like to tell us?
It was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Of course it was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, he is alive.
You were very close.
He is alive.
You were really honing in on him.
I couldn't find anything to rhyme with Cumberbatch. That was a problem.
That's a shame, because that's round two. It's a real shame. Okay, now it's Tom's turn. Tom, that's your Ben there. If I just pass that to you. Now, Liam, you need to work out which Ben it is, and you have 1 minute. Your time begins now.
Is it Ben Elton?
No. Sadly not.
Is it a man?
He is a guy.
It is a man.
Yes.
Dead?
Sadly dead.
Sadly dead.
Sadly passed away. It's been a...
Yes or no,
Annus
Tom?
Horribilis.
Yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Did he pass in the last year?
No.
5 years?
No.
10 years?
No.
It's not that sad then, is it?
No.
It might have been
at the time.
20 years?
No.
100 years?
Maybe.
Ben. Is it Ben Johnson?
I know.
It is not Ben Johnson, no. You've got 20 seconds.
Is he a Victorian Ben?
No.
A medieval Ben?
No.
Renaissance Ben?
No.
Ben, oh, Ben Hur?
No.
Jurassic
I
Ben?
Think it was...
5 seconds left.
What other time periods are there? Ben Aztec Ben?
My favourite cartoon character.
I'm afraid that's your time, Liam, but... Aztec Ben, it really makes me nostalgic for the Crystal Maze. It wasn't Aztec Ben.
He might have been a Victorian Ben. I feel like I might have jiggered you there.
Okay.
I feel a bit jiggered, mate.
Well, I tell you what, have you got any idea, Liam?
I don't know any Victorian Bens, I don't know.
Is it Benjamin Disraeli?
No.
Oh,
nice guess there. No, it was, of course, Benjamin Franklin.
Not Victorian, really.
Not strictly.
Is Benjamin Franklin Victorian?
No, because he's American.
I'm very Anglocentric.
That's our problem.
Well,
what a good game.
I think we're discovering the flaws of the game as we play it now, aren't we?
It's a funny game, isn't it, though?
Funny one.
It's not funny, but it's a good game.
I mean, it's not funny and it's not good to play, Tom. I think it's what we're discovering.
Just out of interest, how long is this going to go on for?
You've got your train, haven't you?
You've got to get a train.
Well, yeah, I'd say it's a train. I haven't really. I just don't see it going, really.
Barry, it's going to go on for a couple more rounds, I'm afraid. Yeah. I tell you what, here's your Ben, Barry. Ben is going to guess, and you get exactly 1 minute. And, yeah, absolutely.
I've seen a lot of his videos.
Okay, now. Here we go. Off you go.
Is he in videos?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Parts of him are.
Is he English?
No.
Is he American?
Yes.
Is he a film star?
No.
Is he in music?
No.
Is he a sportsman?
No.
Is he a politician?
No.
Is he famous?
Yes.
What the fuck is he? Is he TV? Is he a TV?
TV, yes.
TV host?
No.
TV star?
Sort of.
Halfway there.
No, and yes.
Okay. Is he in a drama?
Could be.
Is it a comedy? Is it a specific genre of television?
Yes.
Okay, drama.
Oh, it's very difficult.
Comedy?
No.
Period drama?
No.
That is your time, I'm afraid.
Oh, God.
Any idea who it might be?
Is it Bend Over?
No, not the porn star and father of Tiger Drew Honey from Outnumbered, Bend Over. No, it's not. I worked with him recently, it was absolute joy.
I thought I recognised you.
No, it wasn't. Well, in fact, he was mentioned already.
Yes,
Barry,
it was.
You kind of alluded to him already.
Oh, it wasn't Ben Elton.
It was of the savoury rice fame. It was Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben. So close. Okay, so the final round of this. Liam and Tom, your minutes begins now.
Do you like this Ben?
Yeah.
Would you hang out with him?
Yeah, we don't often, but I would like to more.
If you were having a dinner party, would he be in your top 10?
No.
But has this Ben ever made you, like, feel something?
Yes.
Emotion?
Yeah.
Recently?
Relatively recently, yeah.
Have you watched this Ben?
Yeah.
Perform?
Yeah.
Live?
Uh-huh.
Did you applaud him?
Yeah.
Did you chant his name?
I don't think I've chanted his name.
Have you seen him more than once live?
Yeah.
Is it the kind of event where you'd buy a programme?
No.
Perform for like 2 hours?
Yeah.
Would you mark him 8 out of 10 or what, like good performance?
Not always, but sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay, that's the time. Have you got any idea who this Ben might be at the end of this minute?
Bend Over.
It's true, you never buy a programme for Bend Over, do you?
Bend Over, he doesn't so much do live performances.
I think it's going to be a musical Ben.
He's got a musical aspect to him, sure.
Benny and the Jets?
As in the song by Elton John. Yeah, the answer's Elton John, Tom, but I thought I'd creep up on you.
Ben Elton John.
It's actually, it's actually, yeah, do you want to guess?
You have a guess.
Is it me?
Yeah.
It is you! Yay! Yeah. So you've made Liam feel something, but you're not in his top 10. Can I ask a question then? Because that was, it was a little bit ambiguous. Liam, was that your top 10 dinner party guest, or did you answer that as your top 10
Ben? I've got to refer that one to Tom.
When you were asking, is he in your top 10, were you thinking, is he in your top 10 Bens, or is he in your top 10 people you'd
invite? Top 10 pappies.
Right, well, at the end of that round, let's turn to everybody's favourite, Ben. No offence, Ben. Producer Ben. Producer Ben, what are the scores?
One team has 1 point, and that team is Ben and Barry. Yay!
Ben and Barry have 1 point. So Ben and Barry are creeping out ahead like a Citroen Saxo, but there's still everything to play for as we make a handbrake turn into round two. It's Flat Games.
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold. Gold! Gold! Gold!
There we go. Listen to that, BBC Three. The youth are on board. That's the sound coming from the streets. That's the sound of an online sensation. That, my friends, is a hashtag.
Oh, God.
So this week in Black Games,
it's pronounced gold.
This week we're playing a version of Pictionary, which we are calling Fictionary. I'm going to give each team a scenario from a famous...
I wish it was Dictionary.
Oh, no, that's not...
That's me. A word. That's already a word. I mean,
yes. I thought that through.
Oh my God!
I tell you what, I'm
literally citing a book about words.
I'm up for playing it though, Tom. Basically, I'm going to give you a word beginning with B. You get 20 questions to find out. No, here's how we actually play. I'm going to give each of you a scenario from a famous work of fiction. And you have to play that out. But there is a twist. Every line in the scene must start with a consecutive letter of the alphabet. So I'm going to give points for literary integrity, drama, performance, and knowledge of your ABCs. So we're going to start with Tom and Liam. One of you must kick off the scene with a line beginning with the letter A, and the other must respond with a line beginning with B and C and so on. All clear?
Absolutely.
Oh! I think he started already. Okay, now your scene is from The Lord of the Rings. Popular book and film, The Lord of the Rings, and it's the scene where Gandalf tells Frodo that he has to take the ring out of the Shire. Now, do you want to divvy up the parts? Who do you think is going to be Gandalf and who's going to be Frodo there?
If we're going on height, then I'm Gandalf.
If we're going on wisdom.
Then Tom is Gandalf, yes.
You say you're saying you know what a dictionary is.
I do think you've got a wise old Gandalf.
I think I could do Gandalf voice.
Yeah, and you've got the beard.
You've got a bit of a beard.
Oh, thank you.
It's not a compliment, mate. It's literally a fact.
You've got a bit of a beard, too.
Right, so you're
Gandalf.
Your Frodo. Your scene is from Lord of the Rings, and it's Gandalf telling Frodo to take the ring out of the Shire. Off you go.
Hello.
Blimey! You're wise!
Yeah. You're gonna take the ring out of the Shire.
Do I have a choice?
Everybody has a choice.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Go!
Have a bloody...
I don't want to tell you again.
Just give me a second, all right?
Kids today.
Look!
Man!
No!
Oh!
Please!
Quickly! Bloody hell.
Really quickly? A half point to Barry for the assist.
Thank you.
Really, really,
super
really...
quickly.
Tell me, how quickly?
You gotta go really quickly.
Very, very quickly.
Whiz.
Extremely whizzy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fallen asleep at the end of the scene. Amazing. Amazing work. Well, that was absolutely superb. I'm going to give Liam 12 points for that. And Tom, I'm going to give you 14 points.
Wow.
So congratulations. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Very high point scoring there for you two. You two, out of 100 each. So now is the turn of Ben and Barry. Your work of fiction, Ben and Barry, is Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, God.
And it is Mr. Darcy's failed proposal to Elizabeth Bennet. So, Barry, do you see yourself more as a Mr. Darcy or more as a Lizzie Bennet?
I think, really, I'm more of a Darcy.
You certainly are. OK, I'd like you to play the scene out now for us. There's a little twist. This time, I would like each line to start with the letter which ended the previous line.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense. OK, a little bit trickier.
Oh, yeah, a little bit trickier.
OK. And I'll give you carte blanche to start the first line. So, off you go.
Gosh.
Hello, young lady.
Yes?
Shall I dismount from my feet?
Do you think it's wise?
Ever so wise, you saucy little thing.
Golly, aren't you forward?
Don't you know who I am? It's me, Darcy!
Yes. Of course, Darcy.
You should perhaps spend an afternoon walking in the meadows with me, young lady.
You know what? I might give it a swerve.
Everyone says that. Don't know why.
Well, I mean, you're
dyslexia.
Eh?
How would you like to, you know, jump up on the back of the horse and I'll take you for a gallop down the South Downs?
Super.
Righty-ho.
Oh, my.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was just the saddle come a bit loose.
Every time I get on a horse with the man, this seems to happen.
No, I've had enough of this.
Okay, fair enough. There we go. Lovely. And Clarkey, you were slightly cheating there, weren't you? Because Pride and Prejudice is your favourite book. And you're always quoting that line, do you know what? I'll give it a swerve. You're always quoting.
Yeah.
It's a classic line. That was absolutely wonderful. I'm going to give Ben 10 points, but I'm going to give Barry 15 points there.
Oh,
15 points to Barry, 10 points
thank
to Ben.
You. Very kind.
So, producer Ben.
I could have listened to that all day.
Well, should we have a bit more?
No.
Okay. Producer Ben, what are the scores?
Oh, Tom and Liam have got 26, but Barry and Ben have got 26 and a half.
Yes!
Very close.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now we turn from the letters of the alphabet to the letter of the law as we play Beef Brothers!
Whoa! Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask
we should release that as
hello?
A single. We should release that as a single.
No, people love that tune. Not a day goes by where people don't come up to me in the Spoons and say, that is a great song.
It's true, actually. We are always getting bothered by people in the Spoons saying, that is a great song, but could you please stop singing it or at least buy something? So it is Beef Brothers, this, and each month we ask our panellers to sort out a flat share-based beef. And this one comes from Matt, who is in the audience. Matt, are you there?
Hello.
Matt writes, my flatmate loves her job. It's all she talks about. She's obsessed with it. I don't care. I don't listen. I now try and avoid asking her how her day was, just so I don't have to listen to her. We both do the same job. Whoa! Oh, that is a great twist in the tail at the end of that there, Matt.
Rug pull.
That's an absolute rug pull. Now, Tom
is
and...
Is it Matt Night Shyamalan? Am I right?
Absolutely right, yes. Yeah, yeah. It's great to hear about him again.
This podcast is set in 2006.
Yes. So, Tom and Liam, you're actually on Matt's side. You're on the side of Matt. And Ben and Barry, you're on the side of the flatmate who loves her job so much. But before we begin, like the good people at Citroën, before they allow the Saxo to roll out into the forecourts of auto dealerships around the world, let's have a thorough examination. Any questions for Matt?
What's the job?
Junior doctor.
Oh!
Very topical. Very topical. So you're both
nice
junior doctors.
Nice to turn up. Not be on bloody strike, mate.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Got my finger on the pulse of the nation.
Yeah, you're going for that very popular anti-doctor angle that everyone seems to be into these days.
Get indoors, mate, and give out your jabs and stuff.
Am I allowed to ask? Are you?
You can ask.
Yes. Are you in the hospital sort of thing?
Yeah, I work in the hospital, yeah, that's right.
No, just try and listen. Bloody hell. Who are they letting in through medical school
nowadays?
Apparently fucking
anybody, mate. Apparently anybody.
Try and listen. Put the placard down for 2 minutes. Move a teapot 2 inches to the left. Everyone goes on strike. No, the point is, are you in the same hospital as your flatmate?
Oh, we are in the same hospital, yes.
Would you like to reveal the name of that hospital?
I probably shouldn't.
Go on, then.
But it's somewhere north.
It's somewhere...
Of where?
Sheffield Hospital.
Yes, correct.
How many hours a week do you work?
Too many.
I'm going to be your defence lawyer in a minute, so...
We're on your side, mate.
Is this why the negotiations with the government are breaking down?
I mean, I could go into it, but I don't think that's very funny.
Well, just say how many hours.
Say 50 to 60. 50,
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
We all agree on
so
that.
So you come home after a long shift, and then she just bangs on about it all the time?
Yes.
And how much detail? Like, gross detail?
Oh, she tells me all about her patients, everything that she's done, all the creepy thing her supervisor's done, and I just don't care.
Matt, can I ask you though, like from doctor to doctor, does that break the Hippocratic Oath if you're talking about it?
Don't know.
Oh, dear, good point.
Because it could actually be a genuine legal situation we're in here.
Brilliant.
Very exciting.
This is what I've trained for.
Exactly.
It's been
5 years in the making. This is basically, doing a podcast is a bit like going to law school. So now, officially, you are a trained lawyer.
So talk us through. You sat there. You want to watch like a box set or something?
I just want to make dinner, but she's there just jabbering on about people dying. I'm just like, I just want to roast some potatoes.
Does she try like make dinner with a scalpel and shit like that? Does she try and bring the work home?
Oh no, she's not a surgeon. She's a house character, so she's standing there.
What, a house
wow,
character?
We're into the politics of doctors here. She's not a surgeon.
What's a house character?
Oh, Hugh Laurie guy. He stands there and he's all clever.
She's got like nervous tics and stuff.
She's got like a limp.
They come to her with problems and she has to sort it out.
That's what doctors are.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if that's what doctors are, what is a dictionary?
We are learning tonight. Tonight's podcast is brought to you by the letter D.
3 Ds. Barry, any questions?
Yeah, my question to you is, does she have a fella, or maybe she's trying to, you know, get intimate with you, talk about important things? It's not at all about her work. You're the one she wants to share things with because she likes
So
her.
There are 2 points to that. Number one, she has a boyfriend with whom she will be moving in with. And number two, I'm gay.
Okay.
And she knows that.
She knows that, and yet still she jabbers on about her date.
I've already told you I don't want to hear about your work. I'm gay. All right? How many times do I have to tell you I'm not gay? You, I am gay. I believe that's enough information. So let's call upon Liam Williams. Now, remember, Liam, you're on Matt's side. You have 1 minute to begin the case for the prosecution, and your minute begins now.
We all know the intense and immense pressure that our junior doctors are under. And I assume most of us are...
Is it supposed to be a comedy thing, right?
No, you can do it. It's a bit late in the day to start changing the nature of the podcast, I'd say, Liam.
I'm trying to move in a new direction as an artist, and this is a good...
This is great. It's a safe space for you to workshop ideas. Unless you're Tom and Ben.
We see a certain presentation of them in the media. Government rhetoric suggests that they're grasping, desperate characters who should respect that they've got a job to do and shut up and put up. But we see, in Matt's case, clear evidence of the way that work always leaks into one's home life. His housemate comes home, he comes home, and somehow there's not enough pastoral care, there's not enough kind of psychological comfort provided during the working week for them to deal with the immensely difficult things they must see. There's no escape from it. So not only do they have to work 50, 60 hours a week, they have to come home, try and cook a bit of dinner, and still somehow psychologically they're confronted with these hardships and these galling and physically distressing spectacles.
10 seconds.
Dramatic pause. Please have sympathy with these people and let them out off.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, very moving. Very moving. Well, I mean, obviously the courtroom is no place for sentiment, but that was extremely moving and it's not gone unnoticed. Barry, your minute begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you sat here tonight, not laugh very much, but you've listened very intently to Matt. Now, Matt spoke very eloquently, rather loudly, if we're honest, but quite eloquently, about the pressures of a doctor working in, let's call it, a hospital north of here. He was unspecific about what he did, but what he did do was bemoan the lot of the junior doctor. He talked about his flatmate, someone who also, you know, presumably has a similar problem. But I got three words for you. Kindly, bedside. Yeah, okay, well, two, I can't remember the third, but... manner. Kindly, bedside, manner.
5 seconds.
And I'm telling you that this fella wants to remember the manner in which he speaks to people.
Oh! Very good.
Matt, let's throw back over to you. How do you think it's going so far?
Well, I think I have a reasonable bedside manner.
Okay, so, Tom,
are you quite straight to the point as a doctor? My kind of doctor just goes, it's this, ba-bam, ba-bam.
You're dying.
You know what I mean? That's what you want. No airy-fairy stuff. Hemorrhoids. Yeah. Your knees.
Wait, can I just ask...
Who's the hairy fairy doctor in that?
No airy fairy stuff. He just says hemorrhoid that makes the sound of an explosion. So Tom, you're going to conclude the case for the prosecution. So beautifully started by Liam.
Yes.
But are you going to be doing it as yourself?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a southern defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Okay.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen, presiding. And indeed providing. Your minute begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Hell, I'm looking at some of you now. You heard some big words there today. The fellas over there with their jargon, medicine, plasters, bedside. We round here, we be simple folk. We're not concerned with that there, no there hospital talk. Hell, junior doctor. Adult doctor, that's what we want. Hell, walk in there, little child, big shoes. Having a little play.
I'm sorry, I never normally do this, Fanshawe, but what?
point is, round here we be hard-working folk.
Okay, fair enough.
I've seen you there from the bakery day. Johnny Shoeshine. Ironically works in the butchers. Let me tell you a little story there about man there cut his hair. Cut it so short, couldn't see his hair anymore. Strange fella. Went to talk to him about the length of his hair. Said, what you do for a living? He said, I'm not gonna bore you with that. And I liked his style. You know what I'm talking about. No further questions.
Oh, my God. Well, wow, that was something else there. Thank you so much. Is Fancher all right?
Don't know.
I mean, he's always sailing very close to a breakdown, but I think he may have finally
good
gone,
days
man,
bad days,
gone man overboard. Yes. Yeah. So, to conclude the case for the offence, Ben, your minute begins now.
Now.
Yes, that's what I said.
I'd be the first to say I don't have a huge amount of experience in this particular field. And by that I mean having a job. Or, for that matter, doctors. But from what I understand, it is a lot of fun. And you would want to tell all your friends about it. My main frame of reference there is mainly the TV show Scrubs. It looks like a laugh a minute. Of course you're going to come home and tell your flatmate about your funny boss who's cranky, and then the other one who's funny because he does... Actually, yeah, thinking about it, and none of them that funny.
5 seconds.
But what I would like to say is, I appreciate the work you do, thank you.
There it goes! Well, that was a very timely takedown of the TV show Scrubs, I'd say.
Next up, Friends. Those fuckers have had it too good for too long!
Clarky like a human E4. Very exciting.
Yeah, that's what I do in my days.
Yeah. So, sadly, I'm too preoccupied with my own turbulent personal life to make a decision. So tonight, that honour is going to go to our Phoenix audience. So, if you think that Liam and Fanshawe, and therefore Matt, is in the right, applaud now. Alright, okay. Well, if you think that Ben and Barry, and therefore Matt's flatmate, is in the right, applaud now. Oh!
Not even a polite one!
No!
You fuckers!
This is like the People versus OJ!
Oh my God! It really was, wasn't it? Because it led you along, you thought, this is going to go one way. And it really, that was unbelievable.
Who knew people still love Scrubs so much?
Yeah.
All for me.
Well, yeah, he certainly had the last brath. Well, if you like puns, don't worry, the next round is for you. Unfortunately, that is all we've got time for this week. It's especially unfortunate as we've got most of the show still to go. Not least the quickfire round jingle. Let's have a listen to what Tom and Ben have been up to this week.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, literally today it's going at about 20 miles an hour.
It's a speedy round.
We're in the car because we're here to tell you that we are going to do the quick fire round. We thought we'd record it whilst we're driving.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying this.
In many ways, we're the podcast equivalent of Jerry Seinfeld
or James Corden. You decide which one we are.
Please let it be Seinfeld.
Oh, anyway, we might have to go pretty soon. 'Cause Ben's guitar neck is hanging out the window. He nearly just clipped a transit van, bringing you the quick fire round.
That's dedication.
This is the quick fire round.
You're going so fast.
I accelerate into speed bumps. It's a nasty habit I've picked up. Well, you guys enjoy the quick fire round.
No! No! See, it's my right of way.
Wow!
Very good.
Very, very, very good.
It's very scary.
Of course, in this quick fire round, all the questions will be car based.
Just for the record, his number plate was R754JKR. You saw it all, dear listener. So if it comes to an insurance claim, remember it was their fault. As we bring you this, the quick fire.
Lovely work, and 2 points on the license. And of course, in this quickfire round, all the questions will be car based, but instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. Tom and Liam, let's hear that now.
Liam. Tom.
Very nice. Ben and Barry.
Ben. Well, Barry.
Okay, off we go. What wonderful car can be used to stuff a turkey?
Wait, is this... What is this?
Hold on.
What are we doing?
Oh, hang on a sec. Okay, right, sorry. Oh, I should explain. So basically in this, we do a series of pun-style... Yeah, so we sort of set up the pun, and then you just give us the pun. And don't overthink it. I think it's the key thing.
So Paxo for the first one.
Well, yes.
Citroen
Paxo.
And that took me... I had to buy myself 30 seconds.
Yeah, you did.
I'll take a back seat on this.
It's very good.
Oh, bloody hell.
Very good, 2 points there. You see, you're very suited to funny little puns, but you spend all your time being miserable and talking about politics. If only, Liam, if you slapped on a smile and did a few little silly dances, I honestly think you could have our career. What wonderful car can be used to do the solo from Baker Street?
Citroen saxophone.
Ben Clark, very nice, a Citroen saxophone. What wonderful car can you use to fight the Vikings?
A Citroen Saxon,
yeah. That's all the Citroen Saxo puns I've got now. Which car helps you concentrate?
Tom, a Ford Focus.
A Ford Focus, very nice.
Oh, very good.
What car can you stub out your cigarettes in?
Barry? Is it a Ford Ashtray?
Tom, is it a Vauxhall Ashtray?
A Vauxhall Ashtray, yes. I'm going to give you half a point each.
I knew it sank like that.
What car goes perfectly with vodka and lime?
Skoda.
Liam. Yes, Skoda. Yes.
Yes.
What car is like a very, very small person making a barrel?
Mini.
Yes.
Barry Mini.
A Mini.
Mini driver.
Cooper. Liam Cooper. Me and Meg. This is fantastic.
Half a point each.
Absolutely right.
This is fantastic.
What is the most tired part of a car?
The exhaust.
Liam,
or the tyres.
The exhaust. I'm going to give you a point each there, yes.
The dashboard.
Yes, why is that?
Because it's dashed.
It's absolutely dashed. I'm going to give you one third of a point, I think, for that. Because, I mean, you sold it, but it wasn't a joke, and that's something we do. So, a bit more generic now to take us home. What vehicle can you buy for 5p at Tesco?
A
Oh.
I mean, the audience...
Are people carrying?
I was just, I was literally just looking for a car rear bag. But are people carrying? At one point to the audience.
Unacceptable.
What vehicle can you use to cover your floors?
A carpet.
Congratulations, Tom. Absolutely right. You've cracked the Enigma code of the next, I believe, 17 of these. What vehicle is a motto about living in the moment?
Carpe diem,
that's a point each to every player there.
To every audience member who's still here.
What vehicle was Jesus' dad?
A carpenter.
Yes, well done, Clarkie.
Could you explain the round again?
What vehicle? What vehicle is a city in Wales?
Cardiff. I'm saying Barry, and people are just shouting out the
Sorry,
word.
Sorry, Barry.
I mean, Barry's not the city in Wales we're thinking of.
It is.
It's Cardiff, is the answer, but yes, Barry, half a point. What vehicle is also an intensely eyebrowed model and actress? Cara Delevingne, 1 point to the audience. Don't worry, only 12 more to go. You're fine. What vehicle is a lovely woolen button-up sweater?
A Barry Cardigan,
very nice. What vehicle gives you a heart attack?
Tom, yes.
You'd start with these, wouldn't you, and go to the more complicated ones. You did it all back to front, man.
Taking us home gently, aren't you?
Yes. I mean, basically, what I wanted to do is just ease you into the final one, which is this one. What vehicle?
Carver Gooding Jr.
Oh. It's not the answer I was looking for. It was actually Carl Vorderman. But still, I'm going to give you 5 points for Carver Gooding Jr. nevertheless. So, that is the end of the quickfire round. Before we hear the final scores, there is just time for plugs. Is there anything you would like to plug, Liam?
Oh, yes.
I do, actually. I don't know if you guys have liked me, but I wouldn't usually plug stuff, but I'm suddenly like quite skint and don't know how I'm gonna like make money in the near term, so I'm trying to be more forthright in my stuff. I've set up a theatre and comedy company called fightinthedog.co.uk is our website. I've got a play on in Edinburgh called Travesty. I've got a web series on the internet called 2016 Year Friends on Vimeo. That's probably enough.
That's great. That's plenty.
Thanks, guys.
Focus on one thing and do it well.
Oh my god, Tom. No, you've got to support Liam's business plan of like, I've got no money, I'll do a web series. So, Barry, anything you would like to
do? I've got a Radio 4 sitcom. It's called Barry's Lunch Club, and it's something we wrote a few jokes. Actually spent some time on the script.
He's got a point. He really has.
11:38, nearly finished. 11:30 a.m. 29th of April.
Oh my god.
For 4 weeks.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Barry. So, producer Ben, who is our winner this week?
Well, the audience have two.
Congratulations to the audience. Oh, congratulations.
One team has 44.
Yes.
The other team has 33 and a third, which is very pleasing.
Yes.
Ben and Barry have 33 and a third, so the winners today are Tom and Liam.
Hooray! So Ben and Barry have to shammy down the car.
We did it!
While Tom and Liam get to shimmy to the bar, thanks to our guests Barry from Watford and Liam Williams. We have been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown! Pappies Flatshare Slamdown feature Matthew Brody, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Liam Williams and Barry from Watford, a.k.a. Alex Lowe. It was devised by Pappies with producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to the good people of the Phoenix in London, to Izzy City's podcast, Things People Love, to Orange Park of the British Comedy Guide, and to Natasha, Catherine and Katie Story for helping out. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a fun production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.